This is Live in Studio C here on 91 Classical, Nashville Public Radio. I'm Colleen Phelps, and today in the studio we have a violinist who is used to miraculous feats. You may have seen her hanging upside down, or spinning, or both, while playing her instrument. But for her next trick, she's filling in at the last minute today. And I just could not be more excited to have her here. Alicia Enstrom, thank you for joining us live in Studio C.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you wrote this piece, this first piece, for a friend from Cirque du Soleil?
Correct. She was for her solo performance at a circus festival in São Paulo, Brazil. So
that sounds festive. So,
yes.
And you call it Graceful Circles?
Graceful Circles.
All right. Here is Alicia Enstrom with Graceful Circles. Graceful Circles by Alicia Enstrom, a piece for violin and electronics performed by the composer here on 91 Classical. Can you tell us a little bit about what all these different...
The contraption down here is?
It's like a spaceship on the floor.
It's definitely looks like something that should be in outer space. I toured for a long time. I played with symphony orchestras. And, you know, it's really hard to get bands together sometimes. And kind of in the process of composing my own material, I thought, wow, how can I do this by myself? And how can I get the cello sounds and the bass sounds? And so I went through various processes with different loopers. This is called a looper. And this one is actually designed for tabletop. It's a Boss 505. But it provides, of all the ones that I tested out, and because I'm small and I have to carry all these things, I decided to try to get the smallest unit that I could find. And this one provides the most harmonic structure. I have a bass pedal hooked to it as well as reverb pedals. So,
for those of you who are interested, we'll share a picture of this on our Instagram page. We're 91 Classical on Instagram. So you can look us up and see how she makes so many sounds at once. You describe this next piece as an exploration.
Yeah. So, you know, when first starting my composition feats, I suppose, I started by building, I wanted to do an album where I could show that everything could be done on a violin. I joked that everything on the album is done with my face or my violins. And so I put ukulele strings on a violin. I had one that was tuned kind of differently. I had octave strings on a violin, all the percussion sounds. I hit the violin. I would do overdubs with voice. And now I've kind of gotten into a lot of samples, et cetera, and pulling those into my looper and being able to utilize them in different performances, et cetera. And so that's kind of what this next one is, utilizes a bit more of the sample sounds.
So just as a reminder for the audience, this is all done by one person.
Yeah.
Right here. There are two musicians in the room, but only one of
looper.
Them is performing today. So this is Lo-Fi by Alicia Enstrom.
Thank you.
That was Lo-Fi by Alicia Enstrom, performed here live in Studio C. Now, Alicia, you're currently a finalist. You're one of 10 finalists out of several hundred in the EAR competition. And yeah. Those finals are where and when?
The finals for the competition are in New York City on the 20th of September. So
coming up, and that's a competition for composers.
Correct. Yes. I'm very good at sending blind emails. Just decided to send off one of my compositions out of curiosity, saying that I did it for, looping pedals, but I could rearrange it for whatever type of, musical group they wanted. So I'm going to rearrange it for 18-piece string section and my looper. So a little bit nervous, but incredibly excited as well and honored.
Well, those finals are live streamed.
Correct. They are to be live streamed from New York City on the 20th.
What we can do is link to that site in our archive post we publish on Friday to make sure you get
awesome.
A nice Nashville
Thanks,
audience.
Guys.
So you're going to bring us two movements now from your Concerto for Violin, Electronics, and Orchestra?
Correct. Yeah.
Now you premiered one movement of this recently.
I was asked by the Nashville Concerto Orchestra. I'm very thankful to the two people that put that on, Larissa Maestro and Roger Wiesmeyer. And they asked me to be a soloist, and I asked if I could do one of my songs. And so it kind of started as, I decided to take four of these instrumentals that I've written, and I'm going to make a concerto out of it. And so Stephen Lamb, who's a fantastic composer, arranger, and copyist in town, is helping me orchestrate it in a different manner than what I originally had done these, and I'm kind of coming up with some new parts to put over the top and cadenzas. And so I'm very thankful we had a quick rehearsal and then played it earlier in June, and it was fantastic. So
it was fantastic, and that video is
it's on my YouTube channel or Instagram. Yeah, to kind of check it out. It's it's the first performance of hopefully a longer and revamped whole piece. So
and that video is of Frenzied Whispers, which is one movement, but you're going to play two different movements.
Correct.
Now.
I'm going to play one called Stars of Dust, as well as what will be the final movement. Madness of Conquer. And Frenzied Whispers was one of the first instrumental ones that I had done. And then, when getting asked to play with the concerto orchestra, I was like, well, that's one of my favorites. I will rearrange that. So,
all right. So two movements from Concerto for Violin, Electronics, and Orchestra by Alicia Enstrom. Thank you. Two movements from Concerto for Violin, Electronics, and Orchestra. That was Stars of Dust and Madness of Conquer by Alicia Enstrom, performed by the composer live in Studio C here on 91 Classical. And just again to note for the audience, Alicia was very generously a last-minute replacement today. So found out at 7:30 this morning
that she
was coming on the show.
Gives you an opportunity to work on all that material that you do all the time.
She's able to bring it together for us. So Alicia, thank you so much. And of course, it's your first season as the artistic director of Alias Chamber Ensemble. What can we expect this season?
Well, our season starts very soon at Christ Church Cathedral as part of their art series on September 30th at 4 p.m. The theme of the entire concert series this year is novel noise, so meaning kind of new and unusual sounds. The first concert is going to have some fantastic new compositions, Chimers by Phyllis Chen, which incorporates a toy piano, and two local composers, Byron House and Chris Walters, who one was doing like a unusual contraption with a piano bass, and then the other one was with electronics with English horn, clarinet, oboe, and flute. And then the concert in the winter time will be at Ingram Hall at 4 o'clock on February 24th, and will feature so many local composers, and we're trying to do kind of a thing to showcase how many people are around in Nashville alone and write amazing music. And then we'll have a concert on June 4th. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Next week on the show, we'll welcome cellist Nicholas Gold, who has a rather moving, emotional connection to J.S. Bach's Cello Suites. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer for the program is Carl Peterson. I'm Colleen Phelps, and we appreciate you tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music live in Studio C.